And as Paul pointed out, everything we can see is temporal. It's going to change. The things we can't see are eternal, right? Long before and long after anything you can touch with your senses moves on, God's still there and he's not changing. That's what it says. He doesn't change. The kingdom of heaven is in, quote, eternal kingdom, right? And it's, according to Jesus, it's right here, it's right now, it's all around, and even in you. That's who we are. And let me tell you something, it takes pressing before you get into that. You don't get it from a, you know, your 15 minute devotion in the day, but you don't get it because you spend 2 hours there either. You get it because you live there. And that's the other thing about this. When it, the way it's been portrayed, yes, we have to get past the sin, but also we have to make it real to people. We have to quit acting like it's church. We have to quit making it a religion. It gets compartmentalized, and it's not a part of all of your life. And you can tell people more and more and more. You can be around people for an hour and come to understand who knows and who doesn't. And the ones that press into it, it doesn't mean because they go around quoting scripture all the time or because they say praise Jesus, you know, once every few minutes. It's because of how they live, how they conduct their lives. Their attitude about things flows out from the gratitude within them. Even when stuff happens that's not good, even if, unfortunately, that initial reaction may be a reaction, they react in opposition to or reciprocally to a matter, even in that instant, they stop and go, well, you know, yeah, God loves me, it's okay, whatever it is, he takes care of it, we're good, right? Paul wrote to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15, spodazo, study, is what it usually says. Spodazo is the idea of making haste, okay? But sometimes when you make haste, you make waste, right? So you're not in a hurry, but you are being diligent about it. You are going on about it. You are being diligent to show, demonstrate, let people see, to show yourself approved by God. A workman not needing to be ashamed because you, orthotomeo, remember we talked about that before. Literally it means to cut a straight line, okay? To cut correctly. The idea is you are handling it well. You're doing the right thing. Orthotomeo. Study, be diligent to show yourself approved to God, a workman that has no need to be ashamed, for he is handling correctly the logos aletheia, the design of reality. And that's what we really need to get across to people. You know, if you finally quit preaching the sin, what are you going to preach? Well, you preach the love, right? But if you preach that, Jesus came preaching and teaching what? The kingdom of God. It says that over and over again. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Jesus came preaching and teaching the kingdom of God. He came to show us what we can't see. He came to tell us how to walk in what we can't see. He came to demonstrate that what we can't see is actually reality. How wonderful, how marvelous is that? Well, that's a little hokey. No, that's the truth. And it should never be hokey, because we should be preaching it constantly instead of all the other junk. Was that too hard? Okay, you're smiling. I'm good. That's the whole point. This idea of supernatural should be natural to us, because that's who we are. As Paul said, we're not mere men. We're born again children of God, and we should act like it. We should talk like it. We should look like it. People should be able to look at us and go, that's different. Well, if it's the end time, now we're back to where we started. And if these things are going, then that knowledge of God also has to be increased. Let's just do it. You know, let's just go, I'm tired of not. Let's do. And then, you know, just like a kid learning a game, every time you fall down, get up. Quit whining. Go after it again, because you have a lifetime, and then after that, you're going to know even more than you know now, right? But let's do it now, because that's what Jesus bought for us and showed us how to do, to walk, to live in the kingdom, to live in the design of reality. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not real. That's what faith's for. Praise God. Y'all go ahead and stand up. Father, I thank you so much for your word this morning. I just want to tell you thank you for the things you give to me, and then let me share. And I appreciate all these people for being here. And I believe the words are not mine, they're yours. And that because of that, their spirit and life, and because of that, they will deeply affect their life because of you, Jesus. Hallelujah.